And there is no escaping the problem that the women has on multiple fronts when it comes to women. Barnaby Joyce's accuser Catherine Marriott says it came as no surprise that the National Party failed to make a determination on her sexual harassment allegation against the former Deputy PM.
Look, of course, I was disappointed. I wasn't angry because I'd been angry for so long. I'd run out of my angry. I sort of had a feeling that that was going to be the case because once I understood their procedures and how they were going to handle it, I hoped that it would end differently, but it didn't.
That's Catherine Marriott breaking her silence on 7:30, speaking of how the leaking of her name left her torn to shreds. David Crowe is our political commentator in Parliament House Studios. Hello, David.
Morning, Fran.
Well, there was no conclusion of that harassment claim by the leading WA businesswoman Catherine Marriott. The committee couldn't work out, really. But do you expect this interview will carry any consequences for Barnaby Joyce?
I think it keeps the cloud hanging over Barnaby Joyce's head. And it's been a mess of a process, as Catherine Marriott set out last night. And it just continues because Barnaby Joyce isn't happy either. He said this morning that he's got a clear recollection of the events at that time. It's defamatory and I'll leave it. And he says, I'll leave it at that. So this continues for him as well. He said he wants it to go to the police, I think. So it just keeps hanging over him.
Meanwhile, Scott Morrison says he's 100% sure there's no bullying or mistreatment of women in the coalition, certainly in the Liberal Party. No matter how many times he says that, as Chris Bowen pointed out, there are also those women who have stood in the parliament and said there is. Now, Labor swooped in with this superannuation announcement targeting women around the gap between men and women's retirement savings, which is significant. Do you think Labor's going to be the winner out of these gender divisions within the Liberal Party?
I think at the moment, when we had a look at Labor's very well positioned at the moment. It's announcing this top-up for superannuation for more than 160,000 women. That's a concrete action on fixing the gap in retirement savings between men and women. At the same time, we're looking at the numbers in Parliament and the Liberals have got a serious problem in attracting women. And this is a serious danger for them with their actual vote out in the real world. It's not just an internal issue for the Liberals. It's about their appeal to the electorate. They're already behind in the polls. On current, the way they're tracking, some of their men in marginal seats could be replaced by Labor women, and some of the Liberal women could be also replaced by Labor women. So they're in real strife on this front.
Well, I guess we're, 10 months away from an election probably, but there is a by-election in Wentworth coming up that might be a test of that. David, the Prime Minister cancelled next month's COAG meeting. Looks like he needs more time to finalise policies, particularly around school funding, for instance. Chris Bowen says the government's not even governing. He says, I've almost run out of bills. It's a legislative agenda. He's looking a little thin right now. Is that a problem for Scott Morrison and the government?
I think it is a problem because they need to buy time. They've announced the Royal Commission into aged care, but there are a lot of issues that were meant to be on the agenda at COAG on October 4, and they're not going to be able to deal with them. Now, that includes drought, that includes counter-terrorism, it includes health funding, it includes family violence. So these things have been pushed back, and I think it shows the leadership turmoil that people see in Canberra. It really does matter. It has real-world consequences because you don't have you have this drift on some policy fronts. Now, it doesn't mean that they won't get to them. They'll have COAG in December and there will be some outcomes there, I presume. And it doesn't mean that you can't do other things. They're announcing funding today to deal with this terrible issue with strawberries and spiking them with needles. So they can get on with other things, but it's evidence of drift. And they do not have as much time as they would like. They've got to the end of the year, really, to get things on track for that election they plan early next year.
David, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Fran.
David Crowe, Chief Political Correspondent with the Sydney Morning Herald and the Melbourne Age.